Chaf Gimel. So we got to the end of Chaf Beis and Beis of the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, we saw this Mishnah already quoted earlier. The Mishnah says, we're still talking about Pasim Beiros, that the Mishnah says, Echad Bor HaRabim, whether or not it's a Bor of the Rabim, or Be'er HaMaim, or a spring that was used for the Rabim, Uber HaYachad, or a spring for an individual, Osin Lem Pasim. These are all situations where you're allowed to make Pasim, because the water, either by a Be'er, we said the water doesn't typically stop, and by a boar, even though the boar would stop, but if it's a boar of rabim, Rashi reminds us, Rashi here says, boar harabim, ipaski maya, midichay adade. People remind each other of it, not to carry, because once there's no longer any water, the pasim are ineffective. But the one time that you can use pasim, it says the Mishnah of the Tanakhama, at least, about le boar hayachid, osin lo mechita gava, yutvachim, and dibri rabbi kiva. Pasim don't work. Because if, let's say, the water empties from the boar, there's no more rainwater left, the pasim are ineffective because it only works because of the water. So only using a mechitza, a real mechitza, would be effective for boar diyachah. That's Rabbi Kiva's understanding. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Omer, ein osin pasim ela lebeha rabim, bilvad, he limits it only to the usage of a bear for the rabim. We saw this discussion again earlier. Ulishar, with regards to other types of boars or bears, osin chagura garvar asara tachim. You can make that rope we discussed by the shayara. You could use that in order to circle around the area to rely on that as a form of wall. That has a din of a real mechitza. It's not a heter. Pasim beiros, we said, the kula pasim beiros is it has the parach is meruba al haomed. But when you have chaval and the ropes that are within each other, within 10 tvachim of each other, that's not going to be a problem of a parach meruba al haomed. So this is the machlokas of the Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, how much of the you're allowed to rely on pasim beiros. The Gemara now says on the top of Chav Gimel, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, we pass Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba that you're only allowed to use the pasim beiros by a be'er of the rabbim. And further, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo hutru pase beiros el leber maim chaim bavad. So he says pretty much the same statement. So one statement says, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, we focus on who said this. And the other statement is saying what the psak is, the particular detail of we only allow by bare mime of the rabbim. So why repeat the same thing in two different ways? So the Gemara says, Tzvich, I need to say both of them. Because di ashmin, and if we taught only halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, habamina de rabbim vafilu mechunasim. I would have thought that the emphasis really is on the rabbim, and maybe you would allow not only be'er, even though he does say be'er, but you would allow even a boar of rainwater. V'haide katani be'er harabim. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba only specifies be'er harabim, even though he thinks also boar the rabbim, lafuke mudabi kiva, simply to exclude from the opinion of Rabbi Akiva the issue of the ber de yachid. He's saying ber de rabbin works, but not ber de yachid. But really, he holds even bor de rabbin also works. That's what you would have thought had you simply said halachas like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Kamash v'lam, we say that no, to clarify the statement, de lo huchu pasi beros ela leber maim chaim, we only allow a be'er rabbin, but we don't allow a bor de rabbin. And the other way, V'yashmina, if we taught only the second statement that Be'er Maim Chaim works, Havamina Losha Rabin Losha Yachid. Maybe if it just said we trust the Be'er Maim, then it wouldn't make a difference whether it's Rabin or Yachid. That's why you have to teach me Kamash Malan, the Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that only Rabin. Now, of course, the simple answer would have been, instead of saying two statements that had this back and forth, you could simply have said the Halacha is that you only rely on this in a Be'er Maim Chaim the Rabin. That would have been simpler, but for whatever reason, the Gemara had to take this approach. I'm not entirely sure why. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, this next Mishnah is a little bit tricky. We're talking about a concept of karpif. Now, karpif is an area, a certain size, which you'll learn through what the shear exactly is, but an area of like dead space where no one lives there. It could be, I mentioned in the past, it could be a garden, it could be a swamp where it's really unlivable space. So we're going to see different dinim of how to define a karpif, what makes a karpif a dira, and there are a few different shittas, and we'll try to walk it through slowly, and the Gemara is going to analyze at least a few of them on today's daf. So the Gemara starts off by saying v'od. So v'od, the Gemara is going to address what's the v'od, what's it coming to add on to from the previous Mishnah. But od amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says further, hagina v'karpef, these a garden or an area of field, a swamp area, or area of wood maybe, shehen shivim ama v'shirayim, which is 70 by a little bit more, which is shirayim is a 4 tvachim. We're going to learn from the Mishkan the exact measurements. So an area that's 70 by 70, let's say just to make it easier, Shivim Amma Amma V'Shirayim Al Shivim Amma V'Shirayim, Hamukafos gader gavoa asar tvachim, that has been surrounded, fenced by 10 tvachim high walls. Metaltlin besocha, you're allowed to carry within it. There's a limit of 70 by 70. If they're real walls, because you're going to see a carpet, if it's larger than that area, even a walled area won't necessarily work for it. So the first sheet that says has to be no longer, no bigger than 70 by 70, and you must have a proper fence around it. Ubavad, with another criteria, ubavad sheyehe bashomereha, o beis dira, o shete smuchalir. Has to have lemakum dira. So the three criteria for a carpet. So you have a garden, let's say, a garden that you're planting, I don't know, vegetables there. So it has to be a size no bigger than 70 by 70. Has to, number two, have a wall, proper mechitza. Number three, it has to be a place that was mukaf ledira, that there's a little booth where a person would sit in, you know, to guard, where there's some level of dira that's taking place there as well. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, shomereha, four lines from the top of Rashi's, sukas shomerim, a little booth for the shomer, the guard, to sit. V'yafagav de hukaf ledira, even though it was fenced in, they fenced the area for a person to live in that little booth or to spend time in the booth watching over the field, Beis Sasaim Hudashari. It's only permitted a Beis Sasaim, that area. Beis Sasaim is a certain volume of seeds you would make, and figure out the area that Beis Sasaim could be planted is 70 by 70. So even though it is a hukaf ladira, it was surrounded with fence for a person to live there to a certain extent as a shomer, there was still a limitation that only allowed for it to go up until Beis Sasaim area, tfei lo. More than that, that wouldn't be allowed. And next Rashi says, smuch al-ir has to be, or an area near the city, which also the whole of the Krovula Beisa, since it's close to the guy's house, the city, daito l'shamish batamid, his mind is to go out to the carpe from time to time, and it's considered the hukaf l'dir dami. But even though it's hukaf l'dir, even though it was fenced for some living space, still in the end of the day, since it's a gina, it's limited to only allow for a 70 by 70, 70 area, and more than that, you couldn't carry more than dalad amos. So that's the first opinion. Just to be clear again, a karpif is defined by no bigger than, or rather the het of carrying, it has to be no bigger than 70 by 70, has to be mechitza, and also has to be some level of a makom dira. Comes along, now that's all Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Stam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ein ba elabor v'shiach u'ma'ara. If it only has, let's say, a well, or has another area, a system, whatever they call them, a cave, to have some water, that's metaltlin besocha. That's enough for you to carry within, meaning you don't need to have there to be a booth where the guy's going to sit in, or it doesn't have to be close to the city. As long as there's a little bit of water, or people are going to get the water from time to time, that's actually sufficient for it to be considered a makom dira. He doesn't discuss the other elements right now of the size, but that he just says in terms of makom dira, that qualifies as a makom dira. And again, the Gemara is going to address each of these opinions. Comes along the third opinion, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afilo Ein Ba'ela Mikol Elu. Even if you have none of these factors, Metaltin Besocha Ubavad Shei Bashivim Amav Shiraim Al Shivim Amav Shiraim. In other words, he says you don't need to be any Makum Dira at all. You don't need a base Shomer. You don't even need a boar. You don't need anything. When it's 70 by 70, that's enough. If there's a wall, 70 by 70, you could carry it in that area. That's completely fine. There's no need for Makum Dira. The only time you need Makom Dira, as we'll see, is if you want to have it bigger than 70 by 70, make it larger, Rabbi Akiva says, then you have to invoke the concept of Makom Dira. But we're talking about an area that's 70 by 70 only, you need nothing other than a mechitza. So again, just to go through these three opinions. According to the Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, you need a real Makom Dira, like a little house for a shomer. According to Rabbi Yehuda Stam, you don't need that. You need a boar. That's enough to make it Makom Dira. And for Rabbi Akiva, you don't need anything. But this is all a discussion of 70 by 70. We haven't discussed anything more than that just yet. Comes along now a fourth opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says, Im Haisa, now he's talking about the shape of the area. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Haisa Arka Yeser Al Rachba, if the length is greater than the width, meaning it's not a square, it's a rectangle, Afilo Ama Achas Ein Metalten Bosocha. He says, this carpet that we're talking about must be an exact square, 70 by 70. If it's slightly off, it's whatever the measurement will be, 50 times 80, or even 69 by 71, that's going to disqualify from being a carpet, and there's nothing to even talk about. While Rabbi Yossi Omer, in terms of the shape, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilo Arka, Pishnaim Berachba, Metalta Mesochi. He says, no, you could have the width be twice as long as a length, let's just say it could be, I don't know, 40 by 20, even though it's whatever the area works out to be. That's even though the length is twice as great as the width. That also works. Complete opposite angle of Rabbi Eliezer. So the shape doesn't make much of a difference for Rabbi Yossi, at least according to the Mishnah right now. And then the Gemara says, finally, the last opinion is Amar Rabbi Eli Shemati. I heard me Rabbi Elazar. I heard from Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Elazar, that he says Afilu he kebes kor. He says that no. That you could have, there's no limitation for a carpet. If a carpet is simply defined by a garden, there are no measurements to talk about. You can make it as large as you want, and even though there's not a makom dira at all, as long as it's fenced in, you're allowed to carry in a carpet. So on this last statement of Rabbi Eli, the Gemara, the Mishnah adds on, V'chein shemati mimenu, I heard another statement from Rabbi Elazar, that an sheichatzer sheshachach echad mehen velo erif, the person from the chatzer, forgot to participate in the Erev. So the way it works for Erev Chatzeros, that if you and I are, you know, sharing an apartment building, you know, and the din is, we haven't discussed apartment buildings, but let's say it's a co-op where each person owns their particular apartment, and to be able to carry in the hallways, we all have to make an Erev Chatzeros, because we have to have a partnership in owners, in owning that lobby to carry within the lobby on Shabbos. So now, let's say everyone gave money towards the matzah, but one guy didn't. So now, it becomes two partners, because that guy who didn't pay, he has his own ownership of the lobby, and all the 99 guys shared together as one. So it's like two people who are owning this. That's a partnership. You need to combine as one unit. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that if you have a chatzir, a courtyard, where one guy forgot to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, the din is that beso, you're able to be mevatel, his rishus, by the way. The din we'll see later on in the Masech, to ignore it for now. But everyone can get together and say, we're mevatel rishus, you are no longer part of our chatzir for the Shabbos, so they knock him out. And the din is beso aser milahachnis lahotzi from his house. This individual who's no longer part of the chatzer for Shabbos, he cannot take in and out from his house to the courtyard. It's not his at all. It's a different rishus. Aval lahem, but they are mutter. They're allowed to even bring into his own house to the chatzer. So our property, you know, I can take from my house to the chatzer and from my chatzer to his house, because it's all considered our chatzer, our extension of the courtyard. But he's actually stuck inside. We have to ignore that piece for now. We haven't discussed this at all. Just kind of leave it in the back of your mind. And the third thing that he heard from Rebbe Lazar, V'chein Shemat, I also heard Mimenu, Sheyotzin Barak Rakblin, which is some type of bitter herb. It's for Maror. The Pesach, you could be Yotze this as Maror. And so these are three dinim I heard from Rebbe Lazar, that Rebbe Lazar heard from Rebbe Lazar. One din about a carpet could be as big as you want. Number two is I heard about the bittel rishus. Number three, I heard about this particular herb for maror. The chazarti akol tamidav. I had looked after all his tamidim to seek out advice whether he really said this. Uvikashti lichavra. I asked, did anyone else hear this, or is this just me who heard this? V'lomatzasi. I didn't hear anybody else. So apparently, I was misheard these three various statements in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Okay. So that's the Mishnah. So a lot going on in the Mishnah. Again, the first section of the Mishnah, again, was what defines a makom dira to allow to carry a karpef. We either had Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba who says you need a real makom dira. Rabbi Yehuda Stam said it's simple enough to have a boor, a little place of water. And Rabbi Kiva didn't require anything. And then we had the different shapes of a square versus rectangle between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi. So now the Gemara wants to know. Did I skip a line here? No. So you take a look for it. Look at Tosos. Tosos writes here, before I go ahead, we're going to learn that the shear of 70 by 70 is based on the Mishkan. The Mishnah didn't introduce that, but Tosos knows the Gemara will introduce that. So look at Tosos, Dira Maschil, Shu'ayin Ama V'shirayim. So V'im Tomar, Leilef Mehar Bayis, Vezis Anoshim, Shehei Haya Kuf Lamin Hei Ama, Vezis Yisrael Haya Kuf Peizayim. So we end up learning from the Mishkan, which was a much smaller area. But why did we learn from the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash was a much larger area, and we should learn from that you're allowed to carry in the area of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, which is much greater than 70 by 70. So why are we limiting it to learn from the Mishkan, not learn from the larger shear of the Beis HaMikdash? So Tosfos gives two answers why we learn from the Mishkan, not from the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, he says, V'yesh Lomar, D'chol mili d'Shabbos mi'mishkan gamrinalu. We never look to the Beis HaMikdash for any sources of halacha of Melecha Shabbos. We look to the Mishkan. So the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't even be on our radar to talk about. That's one answer. Number two is, this is a very interesting answer. Inami, ha'azaros chashive mukafin ladira shayu shomim ba kol halayla. Because the azaros were fenced, and they're fenced as an area for people to live in. So we're trying to find a place what's not considered makom dira. 70 by 70 is not makom dira. But the azaros actually were considered makom dira. Why were they considered makom dira? Because they had shomrim there all day and all night, and therefore that's considered a makom dira. Now, The interesting thing is, so the base of Mikdash... Yeah, well, we'll go through the details later on. But let's hold this point right now. So the base of Mikdash had a place for the Shomrim, and therefore it's considered Makom Dira. So the Hagos, the Rav Yaakov Emdim asks the question, the Mishkan also, didn't also have Shomrim? So why do we assume the Mishkan is 70 by 70, is not a Makom Dira, but the base of Mikdash is a Makom Dira? They both had Shomrim watching them all day, all night. So Rav Yaakov Emdim explains that we only call the base of Mikdash a Makom Dira because there's a Makom Kavua, there's a Har Bias. The Mishkan was traveling from place to place, and even though they had Shomrim all day, all night, in the end of the day, it was not a Makom Kavua, and therefore cannot qualify as a Makom Dira. That's what he answers. Now, what comes out interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, we're saying here that the Azaros had a din of Makom Dira. But the Beis HaMikdash itself is implied that it was not considered Makom Dira. That's what he says. So based on this, Aruch HaShulchan says, a Beis Knesset is not considered Makom Dira. So if they have a situation which is very uncommon, but the Prima Gadim, the Aruch HaShulchan, talk about a situation. If a shul is huge, which is really not the case, but let's say the Kosa Maravi, they say, is big enough to be considered a karpif. So it's outside, there's no ceilings, an area of davening. Let's say it were to be outside the Erev. So you have the Erev, which ends, and you go from the Erev right into the Kosa Maravi. So then they said, you're not allowed to carry in that area because it's not a Makom Dira. It has a wall in Hanami, but it's not included in the Erev. And therefore, since the base of Mikdash, and so do by extension, a Mikdash Ma'ad, a base of Knesset, is not called a Makom Dira, you can't carry on it even though it extends from the Erev. If it's within the Erev, that's fine. But if it connects to the Erev, they say you're not allowed to carry. It's not called a Makom Dira. The Chazon Ish seems to argue. The Chazon Ish says it might depend on what you're allowed to do in the base Knesset. We know there's a discussion whether you can eat or drink in a base Knesset. So, Pasha Pshad, you can't eat and drink in a base Knesset. But some have the practice based on the minhag of Bavel, the Gemara in Megill talks about. The minhag was to do whatever you wanted to do. You could eat and drink in the base Knesset. So, if you have the practice, you could eat and drink in the base Knesset, it might have a din of a base of Dira. If you have a social hall in the basement, it might have a din of Makom Dira and would be allowed even though it would be outside the Eruv. But if you're sure that very makbid not eating and drinking, it's just a Makom Tvila, then it would seem that it does not qualify as a Makom Dira. Again, this is not really common halach lamaisa, but it's interesting in the lumnus. So, let's go back. Basic Kvaros does not have a din of Makom Dira. There'd be a problem, 100%. So then they actually discuss a similar case, not a basic Kvaros, but talk about if an area is burnt. Let's say if a house that burnt down where you can't live in it anymore, is that considered no longer Makom Dira? So the Chazon Ish has such a discussion of whether that's considered Makom Dira or not a Makom Dira. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says, after this long Mishnah, the Gemara says, what's this Lashon Mai Tana Dikatani V'od? What's V'od? V'od, more of what? So just remember, the mission we start off with on the bottom of Chav Beis was also in the name of Rabbi Huda ben Baba. So we say Rabbi Huda ben Baba and V'od. So Gemara wants to clarify what exactly this V'od is saying. Mai Tana Dikatani V'od. Elaim, if you're telling me, Mishim Detana Leichada L'chumra, V'katani Acharisa. So they had one chumra of Rabbi Huda ben Baba, that he had a chumra of Pasi Beiros, he only allowed you to use it by Be'er Rabim, he's a chumra, he was a machmashit in the previous Mishnah, and therefore we're teaching another din, V'od, here as well. So another Mishnah, another chumra here. So V'ha, Rabbi Huda, the Tani Lechada L'chumra, that he had a chumra earlier in Daf Yud Ches, in terms of Pasi Beiros, that he allowed you only to have a Pasi Beiros with regards to Beis Sasayim, but Katani Achrisa, now we're teaching another Chumrah here as well. We had another Chumrah in regards to yesterday's Daf, with a Chumrah of Rabbi Huda Stam, where you had the Rosh Hashanah walking through Pasi Beiros. He felt it would actually ruin the Pasi Beiros, so you had back-to-back Mishnayos of a Chumrah after a Chumrah, V'lo Katani V'od. So it can't be whenever you have two Tanaim, the same Tana rather, saying one Chumrah after the next Chumrah, we use the word Od. Because we had a Rabbi Huda before, the two previous Mishnahs, a Chumrah back to back, we didn't use the word Od. So it can't use the word Od here to have Rabbi Huda ben Baba one Chumrah and then here yet another Chumrah. So the Gemara says no. The reason why there, with the two Rabbi Yehuda statements, we couldn't use the word Od, because Hasama Afsaku Rabbanim, we introduced the Shita of Chachamim in between those two Mishnayos. So their Shita broke up the flow from one Chumra of Rabbi Yehuda to another flow of Rabbi Yehuda. However, here, Hacha, it's Lo Afsaku Rabbanim, there's back to back, there's no break. We just finished the previous mission that said Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba was one who held the Pasim Beiros is limited to a bear derabim. And the very next mission says, without any interruptions, is V'od Am Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, another chumrah with regards to a carpet if you need there to be a base shomer of some sort. So that's why it makes sense. So Gemara says, is that true? V'chol hecha daf sukur rabbanon, whenever the rabbanon interrupt in the Mishnah, lo katani v'od, you don't use the word v'od whenever they interrupt in between Tana's back to Shita. Don't we have a ha Rabbi Eliezer the sukkah, the sugi of Masecha sukkah daf chavzayin, daf sukur rabbanon yet v'katani od. So what's the sugi there? If you look at Rashi here, Rashi says the last three narrow lines, v'ha Rabbi Eliezer the sukkah. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yudal Sudos Chayv Adam Lechol B'Sukkah, that you have to have 14 meals. We know there's 7 days of Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael. You have to have 2 meals, one in the night, one in the daytime. So 2 times 7 is 14. And Chachamim Omrim Ein L'Davar Kitzur. No, there's no Shir, there's no set amount. And then the Ode, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Mishalo Achel Leila Yomtiv Harishon Yashim Leila Yomtiv Achon. You miss the first night, the first meal, which is the biggest meal of Sukkot, because Tesvav we learn from Leil Seder, it's Tesvav Nisan to Tesvav Tishrei, which is the first night of Sukkot. There's a Chov of the first night. So if you miss the first night, you can make it up even the last night of Yomtiv. So we see Alma Mishum Dereish of a Sefer Besudas the Sukkah Ubecheshbon and Iri Tanav Ode Avagav Dafsuku. So we said, the old Amar Rabbi Eliezer, even though it was interrupted with the Shita of Chacham in between. So we see that we do use the word Od even when there is an interruption. So the question becomes, why don't we say the word V'od by the two Rabbi Yehudas, not Rabbi Yehuda ben Babas, but the two Rabbi Yehudas, we should use the word V'od as well. So the Gemara says, Hasam b'milsahu dafsaku. Granted, in the Sugyas and Sukkah, we interrupted by introducing the Shita Chachamim. But it was still on the same topic, the topic of eating meals and Sukkot. So it wasn't so off topic. We could still say, V'od, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. But Hacha here, Lagabi Rabbi Yehuda, the Milsa Acharis Afsaku, it's a completely different topic. Rabbi Yehuda, the first Rabbi Yehuda case, was talking about Pasim Biraos. And now he's talking about the next case. He was talking about which two cases again? I'm sorry. The first one was about Pasim Biraos by the Beis Hasayim, and the other one was about the Rabbim going through the passing through Pasim Biraos. So I guess the Gemara and the Sanhedrin are not exactly the same. It has to do with Pasim Biraos, but different elements of Pasim Biraos, and therefore, since it was a slightly different topic, they did not use the word V'od by those two Rabbi Yehudas. But here, by the Rabbi Yehuda ben Babas, where they're back-to-back, and it's the same topic, well, it's not really the same topic, I guess, but the back-to-back, at least, is no interruption, we are able to use the word vote. So that's just a technical discussion of how the Mishnah uses the word vote. Okay, back to our particular sugya now. The Gemara says, the last two lines of the Gemara, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, your quotes in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Kiva Omer, Afilu Ein Ba'echad Mikol Eila, Mitalta Mesochem. Even if there were none of the Beis Adiras in this carpet, you're still out to carry, has a din of a Rishus HaYachid. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, Hainu Tanakama. Is he not the same opinion as the Tanakama? The Tanakama, going back to Daf Yud Ches, where the Chachamim taught us that there is no shear of Beis Hasayim at all, you're allowed to make it as big as you want. That it seems to be the same exact thing. In other words, as the Gemara says that when Rabbi Kiva says, Shivim al Shivim, that's an area that's not Hukaf Ladira. If it's not Hukaf Ladira, so it'd be 70 by 70, that's as big as you can make the carpet. But once you introduce a Makum Dira, a little Shomer booth, a base Shomer of some sort, you'll have to make it as big as you want, there's no limitation. That's exactly what the Tanakama felt earlier in Daf Yud Ches, that if it's a Makum Dira, it does not have the din of a carpet for a Gina, you can make it as large as you want. So what's Rabbi Kiva saying different than the Tanakama? So the Gemara says, Ikebanah, the difference is Davar Mu'ud. A small difference is the issue. What's this small difference? So now it gets into a little bit of a math right now again.
So is it that they said there's no limit, or is it that they say that it's you're allowed to do it with tilto, even if it doesn't have hukah?
There's no limit. Once you make it hukah ladira, you can make it as large as you want. As opposed to the others hold a karpef, if it's a gina, if it's a karpef, even if it is a makum dira, you're limited to make it no bigger than 70 by 70. But others feel that if it's hukah ladira, you can make it as large as you want, if it's hukah ladira. So now the Gemara is going to go into a discussion of when it's not hukah ladira, so then you can only make it 70 by 70. How precise does that 70 by 70 have to be? And it goes based on the limud from the Mishkan. So what's this limud? So Ikebenayu Davermuid, a little bit, like a little decimal point, that's your little fraction, that's really the difference. What does that mean? Detanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Davermuid Yesh, Al Shivim Amma Vishiraim. Meaning when we make this measurement of 70 by 70 of the Mishkan, it's 70 and a little bit. Shiraim is a reference to 4 Tvachim, and a little bit more than that. It's not a clean like 70.6, it's like 70.66667 or something like that. So he says, again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Davar Muat, Yesh Al Shivim the Am of Yisrael. I mean, a little bit more than the 70 and a little bit. V'lo Nasu Chacham Moshir Chacham did not give an exact shir. The Kamash Shir Sasaim, how much is an area where you're able to plant a Sasaim of wheat? Kechatzar Mishkan, like the area of the Mishkan. So that's what we're talking about here. In other words, that the Chatz of the Mishkan was really a rectangle. Now they took this rectangle, it's a 50 by 100. We're going to go through the shirm in a second. And we made it into a square. So now making a square is not going to necessarily turn out to be exactly even like we want it to be. So the question, how much should we round off? We round off to 70 and a few, or 70 and a few, to like a little bit more? Do we care about the tiny part of that tefach? So that's really the machlokas. So again, Rabbi Akiva holds, when it's not a makom dira, you're allowed to use an area of 70 by 70, no more than that, if it's not a makom dira. And Tanakama agreed to that. But the question was, how precise do we have to be in terms of the 70 and a little bit? So Gemara is going to explain now. Menachem Emili, how do you know that we took the rectangle shape of the Mishkan, we turned it into a square, whether or not you take into account that little extra amount here? So now this is where the Gemara gets interesting, and we invoke some interesting math geometry here. So Gemara said, Menachem Emili, how do you know this to be the case? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, by the Mishkan, Orech HaChatzer Me'a Ba'ama, the length of the Chatzer is 100, the Roch of Chamishim B'Chamishim, the width is 50 by 50. What does it mean it's 50 by 50? It should simply say, Rochav is Chamishim. What's Chamishim b'Chamishim, the double Lashon Chamishim? So Gemara explained, Amr Torah, Tol Chamishim, V'Sibava Chamishim. Okay, so this is very interesting. Take 50 and surround it by 50. So now if you and I were to do math, very simply, we learn geometry, we know how equations work. So we take 100 by 50, multiply it, we get what? We get 5,000. So now you take 5,000 and you take the square root of it, you're going to get around 70 point something, 5.6 or something like that. So you get some decimal point, right? 70 point something else. That's the square root of 50. 5,000 rather. Okay? All right, 50 times 100 equals 5,000. Square root it, you get how much to have 70 point something, 70 point something. Now, the way the Pasuk uses it, and you go through a long Rashi, I'm going to spare you the long Rashi, but it's pretty interesting. Now, let's say you didn't know the equation. You didn't know how to do a square root. You didn't have a calculator. So what would you do? So you could take the actual, take a tissue paper, let's say, 50 by 100, and we could do is, it says, take 50, take half of it. Okay, we do it in half. This is not a good thing, but you take 50. So this is 50 right now, 50 by 50. Now, this is also 50 by 50. I just took out 50 by 50. So now what I do is I start cutting this into lines, and I make a line here, a line there, and a line there, and a line there. So now imagine, this 50 stands as is, and I take the other 50, I split it into lines, 50, 5, 10 amos long pieces. Okay, so I take 10 amos here, 10 amos here, 10 amos here, and 10 amos here. That's 40 amos I just took to wrap around. Now the corners are empty. So now how do I do the corner? I have one last 10 amos strip. So that 10 amos strip, I could split to fill in the gaps here. I could break it down. So I have a gap in that corner, a gap in that corner, that gap corner, that gap in that corner. I just now created 70 by 70, if you follow me. Again, this is 50. I took another 10 by, I took another 10 amos this way, which is 2 amos in width, put over there. That means 70 in, 10 by 1 I took. 10 amos this way. No, I'm messing up, I'm sorry. I'm going to do it one more time. 50 by 50, I took the other 50 by 50, I took it 50 amos long by 1 ama. 50 by 10 rather, 50 by 10. 10 by 50. 50 by 10. 50 by 10, 50 by 10. So I took 150 by 10 and put it on top here. So it goes across 50 and 10 amos wide. So now the height is 60. Took another one, 50 amos long with 10 amos high. It's now 70 up and down. Took another one on this end, another one on this end. I now have 70 across all the ways now, but the corners are empty. But I took four strips of the 50 amos. I'm left with one strip, which is 50 amos long, 10 amos wide. So I need to fill in the gaps. I have four corners. So I do, I split it into five pieces now. So I got 10 by 10s, 5 10 by 10s. 1 10 by 10 is here, 1 10 by 10 is this corner, 10 by 10 this corner, 10 by 10 this corner. I got a full 70 by 70. I got one leftover square of 10 by 10. Now, what I do with that? I get split up further and add further now, shirayim. So you can do it further. I can now add 70 and 4 tfachim on each end, a full square. I still got a little bit left after taking that final square, cutting it up. That last square after cutting up, do I have to ignore it? Do I have to keep it or do I have to ignore it? That small strip after everything's said and done, Rashi describes, that's machlokas, is that part of the calculation of a karpev or not part of the karpev? And that's what the Gemara Pasuk means when it says, rochav chamishim b'chamishim, you take a chamishim and you put it sub of the other 50, you wrap it around, so we made that very simple geometry using actual tissues. Okay, that's what comes out from all this discussion, and that small piece is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi. Okay, excellent. So now the Gemara says, Pasha dekra b'maitzi. What's Pasha pshat here? Right, this is just a nice drasha of taking 50 and wrapping around the other 50, but what's the simple understanding of this pasuk? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, it's referring to how to position the Mishkan within the chatzer. So the Gemara explains, Hamed Mishkan al Svas Chamishim. You should situate the Mishkan. We know the Mishkan was 10 by 30. It was 10 by 30. And it was in a chatzer that was 50 by 100. So the Mishkan was much smaller than the actual chatzer. So which area of the chatzer do we situate the Mishkan? So the pasuk tell me, you place a Mishkan at the Sfas Chamishim, the 50-yard board, if you will, the 50-yard line in the middle, that's where you place it, 50 yards or 50 amos into the chatzer. Kedei she chamishim ama lefanav, ve'esim ama l'chal ruach v'ruach. The idea is that you place, let's say you walk into the, let's say this is the chatzer, right, this table. You walk into this, it's 100 amos long. So you walk in the entrance 100 amos, or rather 50 amos to the 50-yard line, if you will. And then you place the chatzer right around there, the 50-yard line. So now the chatzer is 30, the Mishkan rather, is 30 amos long. So you have 20 amos from the end of the Mishkan to the end of the chatzer. And then each side now, since the width is 50 amos wide, and the Mishkan is 10 amos wide, that gives you 40 amos of extra space. 20 amos on each side. So the idea is to place the Mishkan in such a way where they're going to be 20 amos from the side of the Mishkan to the side of the chatzer. And that's Pashup Shat of what the Pasuk is actually talking about. You just take a look at Tosas for a second here. Tosas writes, Pashe de Krab Mike said, what's Pashup Shat of the Pasuk actually referring to? So Tosas says, Mashba de Tol Chamishim Vesaviv Chamishim Havi Esmach Debam. Simple understanding here is that this whole idea of Karpef, since we say we want to know Pashas of the Krab, it sounds like the drasha is not really a drasha. The drasha by Karpef that we learn from Mishkan is simply an esmach ba'ama. It's not really a limud. But then Tosva says, no, the truth is, miu beketen maravim, ma'abrim rather, in the daf nunches, parach v'homi baile di'itol chamishim. The pasuk says, don't we need the drasha to teach us the size of a Karpef? Sounds like it is a real drasha. So Tosva just throws out, there is a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether or not the drasha of Karpef from a Mishkan is a din deraisa or simply an esmach ba'ama. Okay, let's go further, try to finish the daf now. The Gemara says, we have the two dots. Everyone with me? We're all good? Okay. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer im haisa arka yeser al rachma. The Mishnah said, if the width is longer than the length, meaning it's a rectangle shape, then the din is you can't, even one amma, you can't carry the whole carpet. The carpet only works. We're forgetting the issue of hukaf ladir now. That was the first part of the Mishnah. We're describing now the shape. The shape, according to Rabbi Eliezer, must be a square. And Rabbi Yossi said, no, it could be even twice as long as the width. It does not have to be a square, it could be a rectangle. V'atana, doesn't the Braisa say that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im hayisa arka yesa al pishnaim b'rachba, afiu amachas ein metaltanim al socha, that he says that if the length is twice as long as the width, more than one amma more, it means it's twice, more than twice as long. If it's twice as long, it's actually good. But if it's more, if it's amma more than twice as long, that's no good. So, and here, Rabbi Eliezer says, it's only good if it's an exact square. So how do you have another statement that Rabbi Eliezer says, as long as it's not more than twice is good, but twice as long is actually acceptable? That's against Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Amar Rabibi bar Abaye, kitna nami masis, in our Mishnah, when it says Rabbi Eliezer, yes, al pishnaim b'roch batan. No, he doesn't say it has to be an exact square. He says it can't be more than a twice as long. That's what it means in amma. But more than that would actually be acceptable. You can have a rectangle shape. You just can't have an amma more than a rectangle shape. Okay. So the Gemara asks that Yachid, that's the case. Hainu Rabbi Yossi. Isn't that exactly what Rabbi Yossi says? Rabbi Yossi also says you can have the length twice as long as the width. If we're now reinterpreting Rabbi Eliezer, what's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi? So Gemara says, Ihachi Hainu Rabbi Yossi, Ika Benayu, Ribua de Ribua Rabbanon, the square of the Rabbanon. What in the world is that talking about? If you look at Rashi now, we're in the middle Y lines of Rashi, the end, the last two lines, Rashi quotes, Ika Benayu, Ribua de Ribua Rabbanon. So what's going on here? So Rabbi Eliezer, Savar Arka Yosef Mishnaim, Birachba, Ein Metaltalin, Rabbi Eliezer holds, if the length is twice, more than twice as long as the width, you can't carry on it. Mihu, Ikara Arka Pishnayim Mirachba, if the width is exactly, or the length is twice as long as the width, it's fine, as long as it's not more than twice. But if it is twice as long as the width, that's acceptable. Kedichsiv, Vilesle Ribua, you don't need a square. Umiu, I Miraba, If you do make it into a square, if you want to make it a 70 by 70 to a square, lo mitasrei b'achi, you don't lose out. B'achi, k'tikatani, im haya archa yosef b'shaim, b'rachba, ein metaltin, habatzer mipishnaim metaltim. So the Iker Drasha, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is learned from the Mishkan. The Mishkan was 100 by 50, right? That 100 by 50 is the length, is twice as long as the width. That's the Iker source. But he says, if you want, b'dieved, it could even be a square as well. Anything in between that. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mubas Iker. No, the real case is square. Square is really the Iker. 70 by 70 is really the Iker. Ulit Chachila, Ori Marin Hachin. That's what he teaches. Ulit Chachila, you should go for the square size of a carpet. Miu, Afil Arka, Pishnaim, Barach Bashar. But if you will make it go up into the length that's twice as big as the width, that's acceptable as well. So in essence, it sounds like there's no nafkamina. Just talks about what's the Iker situation. Is the Iker situation a square carpef, or is the Iker situation a rectangle? But there is no nafkamina. In the end of the day, as long as they're within that border of the not the longer, the bigger than twice as great as the width, that would still be acceptable. So the Gemara now says that Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi Shita in the Mishnah was, you could have as much as the length, twice as long as the width. So how do you paskin? So Itamar, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to have the carpet with the length twice as long as the width, but no more than that. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Akiva, that he was the one who held that it has to be 70 by 70 if it wasn't Hukaf Ladira. So what does that mean? So Vatevai Lakula, they're both Lakula, meaning what? Vitzicha. You need both statement that we pass like Rabbi Akiva and also that we pass like Rabbi Yossi. In what way? Because the diash, I mean, if we taught the halacha, Rabbi Yossi, that it could be a rectangle shape. Have it mean, I would think it's only acceptable as a rectangle shape. Ad ika, shomera, or base dira. You need some type of base dira there in order to utilize the carpet, if that's this 50 by 100 or whatever the measurement is. Kamash Milan, that we pass like halacha, Rabbi Akiva, that you don't need a base dira there at all. And if you taught viash me'inan, halacha, Rabbi Akiva, I mean, I would think that it's only acceptable if it's a square. You don't need a base dira, but it must be a square shape. The arach v'katan lo, but if it were to be long and short, a rectangle, in other words, it wouldn't be acceptable. Therefore, kamash milan halacha k'rabbi Yossi. That's how we paskin in the end of the day. So if you have a karpif that has, this area of 5,000 amos, and there's no makam dira, that's acceptable. But the moment you get above that measurement, that's when we get into shilas of how does one make an eruv around such a carpet. Let's finish off now.
As long as it's not twice
Exactly. Unless it's a real skinny strip, in which case that would also ruin it. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, we'll finish with this. The Gemara says, carpet, shu yoser mi beis sasayim, shu kaf ladira. So if you have an area that was a huge swamp area, but when you built the fence, as a makam dira, you want to use it to build things, to live there. So that's acceptable if it's more than base asayim, as long as it's hukaf ladira, you fenced it around for living. Because sometimes you have a swamp which they put a fence around so nobody should go there. That wasn't hukaf ladira, that was just to make sure no one gets into trouble, no one gets hurt. But if you fenced it with the intent of building it as a house of some sort, that's acceptable even when it's larger than base asayim. So now what happens if nizra ruba, let's say you use that area that was once hukaf ladira, but you used it to plant some vegetables. So now you turned it, clearly not into makum dira, you turned it into a makum zuriya, a gina, harehu gina, that's a gina, v'asr, you're not allowed to carry in that area anymore, it turned into a karpef now. We'll look at Rashi in just a moment. But if you used it nita, if you used it to plant trees, rubo, then harehu kachatr, that's like a chatr. So what's the difference of planting vegetables versus planting trees? Why is one considered a karpef, one's considered a chatr? So Rashi explains here, Rashi, nizra rubo, Bizeronim with types of seeds. Beetle dirasa, you're mevatel the din of a deer now. De bizroanim lo dairy incha. People don't live on vegetables being grown. Vahavale gina. Vahasa latalta afa bishenu nizra. De batale legabe ruba. It asks even the area that does not have an izria. So I have that 51% I planted carrots. The other 49% I left empty. It ruins the entire air because it's all considered one rishus. Aval, in contrast to notea ilanos, if you plant trees, lo bitel dira, so that doesn't mevata my usage there, it's still considered makum dira. De orcha listofe if a bitzel ilanos tamer, people like to go under the shade of trees, and that's completely acceptable. So that's the distinction. So the Gemara now says, now there's a machlokas, by the way, when it says in Nizra Rubo, does that mean if a person was Zareya, but let's say on its own, let's say naturally, the vegetables began to grow, would that also be Mevatel? So that's a machlokas in the Achron, how to understand the Gemara here. Some are Medaik from Rashi, sounds like Bithel di Rasel, that sounds like there's an action Ide Adam, but if it happened Mimela, it would not be Mevatel the din of a Chatzar. That's a machlokas in the Achron. The Gemara now says further, Nizra Ruba, if most of it was planted and you can't carry it, it's considered carpet for this point. This is only true if it's an area that's larger than Beis Sasayim. So then, if Nizra Ruba, that ruins the Din Lachatzah, becomes a carpet. Aval, Beis Sasayim, if it's a Beis Sasayim or smaller, Mutter wouldn't be allowed to carry in the area. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rashi's Ella Sheyesh Bosa Makum Zriya Yos Mibes Sasayim Dinase Karmelis. When the Makum Zriya itself is larger than Mibes Sasayim, that takes on the din of a Karmelis. Now, the area that you planted, and that area, the Karmelis, affects the other non planted area, the carpet of Yos Mibes Sasayim Shlohuk of Ladira Karmelisi. V'she'enon is, or the area that's not planted, it's still the din of a chatzer, but it's a chatzer pruta b'melua l'karmus. It's a chatzer that's completely exposed to a karmus now, and l'fikach l'karmus kolo asr asr the chatzer part as well. But if the area that you planted is base sasayim or smaller, says Rashi, the belav dira shari banfei nafshi, without it being a dira, it's permitted. Because it doesn't have a din of a karmelis when it's so small, hachanami shari would be permitted. V'yafa gav demakum zriya kari karpif. Even though the area where you planted is called a karpif, v'she'enon is, or the area that's not planted is called a chatzir, uprutim zel zel, they're exposed to each other, and there's no mechita between two of them, afil hachi, lo ase adade, hol dechad gavru. Since it's owned by one person, it's all fine. Meaning what? When it's a base, a sime, or larger, that makum zriya becomes a karmelis. A karmelis is going to aser the chatzir. When it's less than a base sasayim, it's not a karmelis, it's called a karpif. I can own my karpif. I own a karpif, that's a field. I own the chatzir. So I own both areas here. So my karpif cannot aser my chatzir. Only a karmelis can aser my chatzir. Karmelis is a different din. It's not my karmelis anymore. It's a karmelis in general. But my karpif cannot aser my chatzir, and they're main attached to each other, but I could carry in the area that's called a chatzir. Gemara wants to know, and finish with this, come on, who holds this way? That you can combine, even though a karpif and a chatzar had two different reshuyos, even though they're different names, one's a chatzar, one's a karpif, if it's owned by one person, you are able to, they don't aser each other, they don't affect each other. Who holds this way? It must be Kirebi Shimon. It's on a different topic, but we see the area where different reshuyos affect or don't affect each other. Rabbi Shimon holds, Echad gagos, ve'echad chatzeros, ve'echad karpifos, Rushas achas hein lekelim sheshafsu besocha. If I have a roof, or I have a chatzer, or I have a karpif, it's all considered one rishus. If I own all of them, I can move my keli from one area to the another area. Velo kelim sheshafsu besocha bais. But that which is in the house cannot be combined to that which is outside. So since we have a din here that, hold off for that piece. Okay, so. Distracting me. To look at the last Rashi in the page here, Rashi says, "Kidetzan Rabbi Shimon Omer Echad Chatzeros Vechad Karpevos Echad Gagos Vechad Rishus Achasein Letalta Mizelaze LeKalim Sheshavsu Besochon." Any keli left in any of these outdoor areas, whether it's my roof, whether it's my carpet or my chatzer, I can move around since I own all of them within the different properties. Vafilu Hein Shabalim Harbi. Even if it's main, I own my many bialim, I'm allowed to even. About Lola Kalim Sheshafsu Besoch Abayis, that which is in my house, I can't. Votzin Lechatzer, I took out to the Chatzer, Osir Lotzion Mechatzer the Karpef Olagag. The Bais of a Karpef is Shtei Rishuotain, Vafil Chad Gavr. In other words, a house and a Karpef are two different Rishuos. But a Karpef and a Gag and a Chatzer are considered one Rishuos, I can move one from the next. So just like Rabbi Shimon holds that way by that din, he also holds the same way by this Karpef, where I have an area that part of it has been planted, the other part has been not. In essence, it's a karpif next to a chatzer. Just like Rabbi Shimon says you could carry from a karpif to a chatzer, so to this case, it's a karpif next to a chatzer. It doesn't ask each other, and you can carry from one area to the other area. So tomorrow we'll continue this conversation. I'm going to ask a question about Rabbi Shimon Shita, but we'll stop here for now. Okay, a little bit tricky, guys.